Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I continue to broadcast, wrapping up my broadcast week in Houston, Texas, at the Insperity 2018 Sales Convention. You know, I've been doing this now for a long time, many years, dozen at least, at the convention, and about 14 at their golf tournament. And it's been a lot of fun. I love, as I told you earlier, working with salespeople. They're my favorite people on the planet. Somebody that I know who agrees with me on this manages about a few hundred of them, and you know him very well, at least 500. Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, is a longtime member of our brain trust. He's been with us a long time, and full disclosure, he's Vice President of Insperity, Executive Vice President of Insperity for Sales and Marketing, and Insperity is our presenting sponsor. Jay Meeks, welcome back to the show.
You know, I think, Jim, thanks, Jim. I think when we started, I think we had about 100 salespeople, back then. So it's been a long,
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Look what this relationship
is. It's amazing what you can do when you hang around the right
what
people.
What I've been able to provide, help you with. So, Jay, thanks again. Thanks for the hospitality.
Sure.
You guys are the best. So, Jay, I said this to the audience earlier. I love salespeople because other than what happens in nature, in the rest of the world, nothing happens until somebody makes a sale.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And that's the salesperson makes that happen. And I love salespeople for that reason. And they don't get the credit they deserve. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're right. I mean, it's, you know, you get the things like, well, you got a gift to gab. You know, always got, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And that's not what a salesperson is. That's not what they do. And, you know, there's been some attempts, and there's been some good attempts to trying to create some kind of accreditation around that, and some selling schools and things that are actually happening in universities to make the profession what it really is, a profession. And, you know, they're just crazy. The salespeople are crazy cats, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to go out. It's funny, you know Nate Olson, right?
Cause Nate works for
me,
of course.
And Nate said, you know, you spend your whole life, your parents tell you, don't talk to strangers. Don't talk to strangers. Then you get it. You go to work for it as a salesperson. Go talk to strangers. And that's an uncomfortable
it's
position
right.
to be in.
Yeah.
You know? And so particularly when you instigate the activity.
Mm-hmm.
And most folks can't do it, Jim.
It's not for everybody.
It's not
for the faint heart, especially B2B.
Exactly.
Especially when you've got big ticket B2B sophisticated products, because for one thing, the people you're talking to, I mean, not that consumers aren't smart, but the conversation around buying a refrigerator is not that complicated.
Right.
But when you're selling a complex medical or financial or real estate product or mechanical, some technology.
Right.
The people you're dealing with are probably PhDs.
Well, yeah, and they're jaded.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why, because I tell our sales folks, that, look, you're talking to somebody who's some silver-tongued devil came in there and talked them into buying a piece of gear, and it's sitting out in the shop, and they're still making lease payments on it, right?
Right.
And it's not working. So you have that to overcome, the cynicism or the fact that the person you're talking to is jaded because somebody
right.
did talk them into something, you
right.
know? And that's not what sales is about. Sales is about win-win. It's not about I win, you lose.
That's exactly. If you're going to sell in the long haul,
right?
You've got to go. That's always been my approach. I've tried to when I sold to someone, I tried to make sure that even after we quit doing business, I could go back to them later on. And,
yep.
And most the people who survive in sales, that's where their attitude is.
Right. They have to be.
But you know, there's one other thing that you and I have talked about, and that is being a professional salesperson is harder than it ever has been before because customers are so well informed.
Oh, yeah.
I tell people that the process of selling a customer hasn't changed. The
right.
closing steps, the proposal, all that is the same. But getting in the door, that's the big deal, and that's what's
You know, we've adopted the essence of your book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Becoming relevant, the relevance firewall. And That's where all the battle happens now. It's how do you become relevant? Because everyone's got in front of them a computer or an iPad. They can just Google something, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got their Googler.
That's right.
And they can Google something and find out. Now, what's interesting is the more complex the sale is, though, they do reach a point of saturation where they'd like to have somebody advise them. And that's what we have.
They can be they have the content online. They don't get the context.
Exactly. And so
that's what the salesperson
plus the plus the information that you do get is so vast sometimes.
Right.
It's like, what do I do
Fire
now?
Fire hose. That's right.
It just
somebody help you sort it out.
And is it really true? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't say fake news, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of stuff on the internet that's just bogus.
I want to talk about, when we come back after the break, I want to talk about some more about your thoughts on managing salespeople.
Sure.
That's a golden conversation. And then the last segment, I want to talk about a school that you mentioned a school a minute ago.
Sure.
You guys have one of those. Can we talk about that?
Sure.
All right. We'll do that after the break, folks. 20 till. Right back with Jay Meeks. He's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.